It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's welcome in Brandon Graham, a man who never needs a facelift because he's a beautiful man. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning.
Unlike Jerry Jones, they got a false face, man. I'll take face number two. Hey, then he's like, I'll take face number three. What's up, Brandon? How are you, bud?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Enjoying the morning. Y'all got me going right now.
Well, let's we're excited about the Phils, obviously, as you know.
You look rested. You really do. You look like you're healthy. You're happy. Like, it really feels good looking at Brandon's
happiness. That's what a bye week's supposed to do for you, right?
You look
I'm telling you,
are you implying he doesn't normally look fresh and healthy?
I'll tell you this.
What are we doing here?
Well, I'll say this. A couple weeks ago, whichever loss it was, you walked in here. You were somber. We were somber. I mean, we were killing the team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you know how it goes. I mean, the highs and the lows, the whole deal. So, before we get to the Eagles, and we'll go there, obviously, but are you excited about the Phils?
I am. I am excited, man. I'm like, wow. Like, come on, y'all. Let's go all the way this year. Let's do it. But yeah, man, I'm one game at a time. It's just been one game at a time, but it's interesting right now.
Yeah, well, it is. And as I said earlier, this is why you pay Aaron Nola $170 million to win this game. I mean,
He's got it handled. Brandon, did you do anything fun over the bye that was unusual? Did you go and do crazy things?
You know what? I slept good. I slept good during the week.
That was the plan?
The kids
sleep
school,
as much as possible?
Come back, take a nap. You know what? It was cool, though, because I'm always on go. And so it's like when I'm home with the kids and when they go away, I try to either go out and do something with wifey for a little minute, and then I try to take me a little nap.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
So is it back to practice tomorrow?
Yep, we tomorrow start up the Browns this week.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then a game. Uh-huh. So how much football did you think about in the last week? It's funny, I had an old boss one time say to me, you know, when you're on vacation, you know, the job never really leaves you. And I said, you know, actually, I try to get away, like really get away, because I find that makes me better, I think, like when I'm back. What's your balance between thinking about what was and what can be, as opposed to, like, I really want to get this thing out of my mind for 4 or 5 days?
Well, you know what? I just don't listen to stuff that'll keep me close to it. You know, I'm watching movies. I'm watching the kids, like I said, and doing little stuff. And then by the time Saturday come, you looking at other games. You hoping that your team win at Michigan or, you know, Michigan-Washington game. That was a good game. And then you get back into football because you watching the games on Sunday. And then now I'm refreshed. I'm ready to go because I know we up. It's time to play this week.
Brandon, let me ask you a really important question since you're in here. Okay. How can you sit across from that guy in that uniform and take this seriously? How is it not the first thing you said? What is going on right now?
Hey, I know he's going to probably be at that game today then. That's what he's getting
Listen,
ready for.
Here's the deal,
No, he's
Brandon.
Not. That's the funny thing. Oh, he's not going to be at the game today. Right. Nope.
Here's the deal. I'm a dork. Okay, wearing the full Phillies uniform, but I'm a dork with enthusiasm. I mean, you know.
Say that like you're a dork only when you're wearing
the
uniform.
Well, you know, I think the dorkazoid predates. But I'll say this. I'm not as big a dork as that Nimrod, Nimmo. I mean, has anybody's name ever been
hustles,
closer to what he is?
He's a hustler.
But he's a Nimrod.
Thank you, Joe.
Nimmo is a Nimrod.
But he's really nice. Well, Ruben told us.
And he's a pretty good player, actually. All right, let's go to the phone. So BG with us. We'll get into the Eagles and the Browns. Obviously, an awful lot on the Phillies here today, including Joe Conklin dialing up something for us, getting us ready for Aaron Nola's first postseason start this year. He's been really good, really good the last 2 years in the postseason. So all of that and more on the table, 215-592-9494, including a series of questions as it relates to tonight. Are you more excited or nervous? Stott or Sosa? Facing a left-handed pitcher and the Mets' best starter. Stott or Sosa? I go Sosa at second, Boehm at third. We know for sure Rob Thompson's going Boehm at third. We don't know which second baseman will play. I think it'll be Stott. Hayes or Marsh?
You think it'll be Sosa, you mean?
Excuse me, I think it'll be Sosa. Hayes or Marsh? I think it's got to be Hayes. And I don't even know much about the guy, other than he's barely done anything here.
I would bet.
But
I would
Marsh
bet,
doesn't hit left.
I would bet a large sum of money it'll be Austin Hayes. Like, yeah. That one I'm super confident
in. And then another one that's fascinating. You know, crucible of the game. Let's say Nola's gotten you deep. Yeah, it's not a game to use six relievers. It's a big lefty spot. Strom, Seltzer, Strom or Alvarado?
I'm going back to Strom one more time, and if he fails, then you know we'll adjust.
You got to assume,
but I got to trust him one more time.
Oh,
I have to.
You don't
Why?
Have to.
I don't.
You
no,
don't
I don't.
To.
I'm saying I would do it. Yeah. I'm just saying that's
you're
how
saying
crazy.
You choose to.
I
you know
choose
how rested
to.
Jose Alvarado feels right now. Brandon's coming out of his bye. He slept for his bye. it's appointment sleeping. He's so well slept. Like Jose Alvarado feels like that.
He has barely pitched in a long time.
It's been
time.
Forever. I
know.
Don't remember when it was.
All right, we'll get to what Rob Thompson said about Alvarado and Strom. We'll get to that and more phone calls also. Let's talk to Ed in Phoenixville with Brandon Graham in studio. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, team. Good morning, Brandon.
Morning.
So, Brandon, I have to say this. You know, you hear about Saquon and Quadzilla and everything and Jalen with his 600-pound squat. That dude, Alec Orgy, man. On Michigan, I think he may got him beat. Those dudes' quads are like freaking tree trunks.
That boy lifting real weight, ain't he?
Yeah. It's,
Ed, quick question. Yeah. Did you say his last name is Orgy?
O-R-J-I. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Okay, that's what it sounded like
yeah,
you
pull
said.
Pull it together,
no,
Joe.
It's
unfortunate,
said,
Joe. I agree with you.
Right?
I want an Orgy.
Yeah.
Joe really loves that.
I know. That's funny. That's funny.
Or maybe a soft J, like yogging or Orgy or whatever.
All right.
But his name is pronounced Orgy.
We call him O.
That's unbelievable.
O-R-J-I.
Holy mackerel.
The right. Big O.
All right, Ed, keep it going, buddy. What do you got here?
Let me get us back on track here. So definitely have confidence in Aaron Nola today. I just think he's sort of that sort of cool, the cucumber mentality is going to help at Shea Stadium. And, you know, if and when he does, you know, hang a slider or cutter that gets launched 800 feet that he'll be able to kind of get back. And I think that's important in game three. And I don't want to like be sort of all doomsday and stuff, but if they do happen to lose tonight, do you consider throwing Wheeler on 3 days rest in game four?
So I tend to think no, Ed, but look, I've gone back and forth on this. I'll tell you why I tend to think no. As much as I don't feel great about Ranger tomorrow, I think I feel better about Ranger tomorrow than Wheeler and Sanchez both on short rest. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's... James, I have that right? Would Sanchez be short rest
Sanchez
or not?
Sanchez would be normal rest, I think, right? Because if you pitch on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it'd be a fifth day.
Okay, I take that back then. So, hold on. So, it would be Wheeler on short rest... And Sanchez on normal rest versus, look, I tend to say go Ranger, but I don't feel great about it. I just know that you got to win one of these two, and I'll stick by Ranger even though I don't love it.
Man.
Is that the wrong decision, John?
Ranger feels like it just becomes a bullpen game.
It does. And that's true. Becomes a bullpen game.
And we know how taxed the bullpen has been. I can't trust it. I just, man, it feels like this thing's coming back.
Well, Ed, let me just say this. The answer could be shaped in part by how long does Nola go tonight? Like, if Nola gets bombed, which is extremely unlikely, but let's just paint a doomsday scenario. He's out after two innings, and I've had to use all my main relievers today.
Well, it's only if the Phillies keep it close. If it's a blowout, they'd probably just throw Colby Allard in
eventually.
And let him, you know,
yeah, I get
die on the vine.
But you get my point. I mean... That's a different scenario than Nola goes seven, you lose a one-run game, and you got a lot of your stud relievers ready for tomorrow. Look, my answer right now is Ranger, but I guess I leave open the door to reevaluate based on how tonight's game goes.
Yeah, but I'm feeling confident about tonight, so hopefully we won't have to go there.
Yeah. Ed, give me a great answer. For the Dane Cook tickets, what is quintessential, ladies?
Your favorite article of clothing, Joe, leg warmers.
Leg warmers, they were.
Leg warmers a lot?
Jane Fonda. No, it's leg warmers are not my thing, man. I mean, what are you trying to do?
I don't know. Like, why did he say that's your favorite
Because that guy's a horse's ass.
Did that come up before?
Brandon, why do people rip me? I'm a nice guy, right?
Why would someone assign leg warmers?
You've seen me when I'm not in here. I'm a normal human. I'm a regular guy.
I've seen
both sides on the mic.
you have.
Yeah, so, you know.
I'm spitting venom because I'm annoyed with your squad.
They gonna get you. They gonna get you,
They come after me fierce. So, you know, Joe Conklin through the years has gone after some people, obviously. But he's also propped them up and praised them when the moment warrants it. You know, did Conklin ever get you, Brandon? Like the early years? You know, Joe's got all his funny stuff. Did he ever kind of dig in on you and you were the butt of the joke? That ever happened to you?
No, not
not that you know
of. Not that you know of. Perhaps, around 2014, maybe it happened, but Brandon didn't hear it that day. Yeah. It's possible. All right. So Conklin will, you know, a little zing at someone sometimes. But also, when it's the right time to praise someone, he'll lean in that direction as well. John, last year, we had a lot of fun with Conklin's NOLA Lola song. Now, James, you know the deal. Like, this year, we're trying to figure out, do what was similar to the last 2 years, or throw it out. This has been a dancing of my own thing.
Oh, yeah, big time.
It's been my uniform thing. Like, do we keep doing what we've done, which has been fun and a lot of wins, but ultimately
not the win.
Hitting a wall at the end. All right, so here's the deal. Conklin and I got together, along with Wechter. We made the decision. We're back in for another postseason John of the Lola thing. But this time, Conklin's going to update it as we go.
Love it.
It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Instance, we have a Conklin NOLA Lola thing specifically for tonight's game. And listen, the Phils do have to bounce back, not from game 2, of course they won, but they lost home field advantage here. I mean, we need Aaron NOLA. They got to, at the very least, get home field advantage back. At the very least. Let's crank it up. Joe Conklin.
From up in Queens to down in Old Soho, how they know the Mets are gonna lose. Yes, it's time to go, Aaron NOLA. And now L.A. NOLA. The guy's gonna lead us as we bounce back. Aaron's on the hill as the Mets get whacked because of NOLA. And now L.A. NOLA. No, 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 NOLA. Say goodnight. Notice that it's best when the lights are bright. Picks his teammates up, puts them on his back. Great to see the Phillies bats attack. Well, we've got the world's most passionate fans. Even up in Queens, we'll be in the stands cheering NOLA. No, 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 NOLA. No, 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 NOLA. Birds will be birds, but I'm psyched for the Phils. It's a fired up, jacked up, pumped up town with friggin' NOLA. And no way, NOLA. He's gonna pick us up like he did before.
Balls Gone by Joseph Conklin. Like a garbage can.
That was a great line.
Stink real bad like a garbage can.
That's awesome, man.
Brent, isn't that great, man?
Yeah. Wow, the falsetto.
It's a good catchy tune.
So good. All right, Conklin, phenomenal. Look, he's incomparable. And you can, of course, see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra. Cherokee High School, where he will be Saturday, October 26th. James, dare I say it, when like the Phillies and the World Series are going on. All right. Cherokee High School, Saturday, October 26th, and at the Media Theater on State Street in Media, after the World Series, Saturday, November 16th. It's the story of Philly sports through music. Get tickets at JoeConklin.com.
And, of course, it's Conklin's Comedy Night at 360 in Parks Casino next Thursday, October 17th. See Taylor Mason from America's Got Talent. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20, include a free drink. Tickets at JoeConklin.com.
Let's see if BG knows T.O. Eagles-Browns history, which I'm not thinking you're going to know. It's a deep cut, Brandon, for you, obviously, coming from Michigan and not being an Eagle until, you know, a couple years later. Do you know why Terrell Owens and the Browns connected in Eagles lore?
No.
He destroyed the Browns in a game. Seltzer, remember the three touchdowns? And he's ripping off the...
Oh, it was the best.
He's ripping the stuff off the wall behind the end zone.
Well, that was the fun thing about that. One of the many fun things, but it was always like, what's he going to do when he scores now? Like, what's the new celebration?
That was a lot that day.
That was awesome. Yeah, and he went nuts that day.
He went nuts that day.
He had Sharpie. He had phone. Like, what were the...
Well, he did the Ray Lewis dance in Baltimore. I remember that one.
Well, that was here, but yeah. Yeah,
or against Baltimore, I mean. What were some of the other big ones he did? Like he had
plans. He stood on the star,
of course.
With both teams. He did it with Dallas. He did it with San Fran, but he also did a mini one when the three touchdown game, the Nicolette Sheridan night, which is something. All right, 215-592-9494. So BG, as you guys get ready for practice tomorrow, your mindset, let's switch into like game mode and Eagles mode for all right. Mm-hmm. So Rocky September. Your thoughts looking ahead to October and beyond. Where's your mind right now about the club trying to get it going?
Get it going this week. Let's get it. Let's go 1-0. Let's get back to that. Let's get back to this is what's in front of us. So let's handle that, and then I'm gonna come talk to you next week.
You're looking to shove it in my face, man.
Oh man, every week. Hey, that should be the goal anyway, just for yourself, because we know we got a talented team, and we'll be dishonoring ourselves if we don't go out there and put everything we got into it. So, I mean, I know we're doing it. Everything going to start working itself out. But, like, I know people going to talk until then because it's all lip service until you do it.
Brandon, so what is Vic's methodology when you guys struggle and it's time for Vic Fangio to dig in on you or make adjustments? What is his personality like in those moments?
It's the same. It's the same. Now, one thing I can respect, it's not too high, too low. Like, he did the same. But he just tell you like it is. Hey, we need to get a little more sticky. We need to do this. Like, I just little things that just kind of came to my mind just from this last game, man. And you trust the game plan. You trust the calls. You know, let's run them. We knew we missed a lot of tackles last game. That's on us. We own that. And we, as players, we want to get that right. I'm sure Gardner Johnson wanted to be way better than he was. You know, I want to be better than I was. I mean, we got to have that mindset, you know what I'm saying, going into it. So I'm excited coming off the bye because I know that I'm going to just chalk that one up, like I said, to the bye. But now we got to stretch. We got to go on. Now we got to really do our work. And so let's see where we at and get our identity as a team.
How tough is it to navigate this? Like, I'm sure I hear about it. We hear about it. People are talking to you. Hey, it looks good this year, man. Like, you look good this year. How about next year? Like, people are already looking ahead for Brandon Graham. Like, you're talking about, let's stay in the here and now. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about playing the Browns.
Yes.
Yet you have everyone from the outside saying, hey, Brandon, let's talk about the future. Let's talk about how you feel. Let's talk about bringing you back for a 16th year. How difficult is that?
You know what? It's been cool for people to do that, but it's like, I'm here now. Like, I got to make it to there, and then I got to see how I'm feeling at that point. But, right now, I'm trying to get a win. I'm trying to keep stacking wins, and then I'm trying to be consistent on who we are as a defense, you know, controlling that part, and then as the offense, you know, us as a team just creating our identity and playing four games, coming off the bye now. Now this is a stretch where we're really going to see who we are.
Mm-hmm. So Brandon, it does sound to me, though, like you are open-minded to the possibility of maybe playing another year. Is that is that reasonable?
I'm going to stay ready. I said if nobody call, hey, it's time, you know, but really it's more if the Eagles call, because I wouldn't go no other place at this point. It would just be waiting around. Something was to happen. Come in, just see what happens.
Who has the leverage in this situation, right?
Oh, yeah.
You.
I understand.
You know why? Howie can't show you the door. He's not allowed to. Not allowed to do it. Brandon, if you want to play, you got a spot. That's the way it goes. Hey. Legends have that right. Ever since the Eagles blew it with Brian Dawkins, hasn't been a seltzer. You know my theory. I think Howie is petrified, and Lurie is petrified of losing a legend. That's why BG, Lane, obviously Kelsey and Fletcher already got to the end and chose to retire. I mean,
yeah, they just can't be in another uniform. Like, it's not allowed. You're not, Brandon, you're not allowed. Like, I'm sorry.
You got the golden ticket, my man.
You could come back for 20. Like, you let's make it a quarter century of Brandon Graham.
Hey, well, let's get a ring in there. Let's do it this year. Let's do it this year.
That sounds like
a plan. All right, let's
talk about it.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Ken right now. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing great,
Ken. How are you doing, Ken?
Always great to hear BGA in studio, and you sound a lot more cheerful than you did the last time you were in studio, so I'm gonna take that as a positive sign for week full of positives for Phillies fans here. So I am highly confident for tonight for a couple of reasons. First of all, you know, Aaron Nola in Citi Field, that really is a pitcher's park, and I think that helps a guy like Aaron Nola. You know, it's a little more forgiving. It plays bigger, obviously, than Citizens Bank Park. But the thing for me is it felt like something changed in after the sixth inning of the game Sunday. And what seemed to change was if the Phillies get where we all want them to go when this postseason is over, we might look back at that Bryce Harper at bat where he took his walk on four pitches and just went down to first base and trusted Nick Castellano to do his job. We might look at that as the most important at bat in the postseason because.
Well, I'm going to go to the Bryce home run earlier in the game.
Let me finish. Let me give you my rationale. So, I mean, we all know Bryce can hit home runs. And you know, this team is built to hit home runs. What they're not built to do is what really won them this game, and that was allow the guy behind them, you know, get on base and allow the guy behind them to pick it up. And, you know, this Mets pitching staff in particular, and I've been saying this since the series started, this entire Mets pitching staff will walk you if you let them. And for the first 15 innings of this series, they were pretty much unwilling to allow them to do that. And you know, after the sixth inning, they were allowing the Mets to throw them bad pitches. And what Castellano said after the walk-off single that won the game, we basically said, look, if I'm going to get beat, I'm going to get beat on something being thrown past me. I'm not going to get beat on something in the dirt. That's the mentality you have to have.
Well, like, it's important. It's very important.
You make a good pitch and you beat me, that's fine, but I'm not going to go up there and get myself out. And if this team has kind of settled on, we're not going to go up there and get ourselves out, they're going to hammer this team.
Well, but I'll say this, that, Ken, I agree, but you also do need the guy behind you to not pick you up, to do his job. Last year, Alec Boehm was a four-hole hitter, fell off as the playoffs wore on. I mean, Castellanos had a huge game the other day, man, and he hit a good September. So I feel pretty good about Castellanos right now behind Bryce. All right, Ken, give me a great answer. Who or what is quintessential 80s?
You know, I actually was texting my fantasy football group last night, not connected to this. It really felt like 1985 watching the Yankees and the Royals play in the postseason.
Wow, yeah. Well, that was quite a series. I mean, the blown call at first base. Oh, actually, I'm thinking of Royals and Cardinals. But, yeah, I think there was Balboni and those guys against the Yankees.
Balboni.
Remember that guy?
All right. Of course.
Brandon, before you get out of here, I got to bring something up that is like the all-time
as if
NFL players voted you the fourth most annoying player in the NFL?
Yeah.
I mean, I get CJGJ number one.
That's a compliment, man.
But they're going after our guy, Brandon Graham, fourth most? What is that?
That is funny, man.
Go to work.
I love it. I love it. It's like being able to still play and then be annoying. That's a fun part for me.
No, is that?
Because if I was annoying, it was getting work, boy. It's like, oh, man.
Is that just because you're a nice guy. Is that because you're a yapper? Is that just the basic thing that you just talk and talk and talk out there?
Yeah, just talking. And once I know I got a little, I smell blood. Oh yeah, it's over with.
But your style's not mean, right?
Of course not.
I can't cuss. I can't say little certain stuff where the ref gonna make me, you know, or throw a flag or something. But I keep talking to him. I keep talking.
You are relentless. Yeah. When I've heard you mic'd up, you are relentless.
Don't let me get no sack early in the game. Oh man, it's already bad, but it's gonna get worse.
That's awesome.
Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you, man. Go get that
to Deshaun Watson and Cleveland and take them down and get to 3-2 and enjoy the Phils also, man. I know you'll get a chance to watch some of these games and enjoy it, bud.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there he is, Brandon Graham. Thanks, Brandon. Stay well, man.
Appreciate you.
We'll talk to you next week.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.